Time to get mellow time.
Hello.
Hi.
Quinoa.
Trust the old paint can.
The Mellow Brothers.
The old paint can.
Old bear in a can.
They used to show us videos at Good Shepherd of people getting exploded, opening up chemical barrels. So they were showing us snuff. I appreciated that. The curriculum was interesting.
That's math class?
Yeah, I'm like this.
Ow,
we're
fuck.
Watching snuff. Real death.
Yeah, they're like, and now it's like, listen, this is algebra. You're going to be going into this in ninth grade, but first.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
We're just living it.
Yeah. Mm.
We're just painting the town black, pretty much.
I'm going to paint the town white. It's time to paint the town white.
Town brown. No, town brown. I was shopping.
Oh.
What have you guys been getting into?
Working on this top secret project. Been going full bore on the old top secret project.
The plane.
Good. The plane. I'm building my own plane. I'm tired of flying other people's planes.
It's annoying.
I want my own, Nick.
One plane goes right to Antarctica.
It's made out of metal.
Lightweight. Aluminum.
Going all the way.
7075.
Bit huge, invisible gas tanks. They're flight paths that make no sense.
South.
Like flight paths that only make sense on a flat map.
What? I'm going to Antarctica. South.
You need to be a captain to talk about that. Are you a captain?
You blow into a thing, you're sober, you're not allowed to be a captain.
No matter what you say, are you a captain? Are you an astronaut? Oh, no, I'm someone's daughter. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm going to get a flat earther on the Sam Hyde show.
Nice.
My fucking eyelids are feeling, they're inside out. What the hell?
You've been flipping them, a little bit of the allergies.
You're flipping them to scare people. Remember when you could do that when you were a kid, flipping your eyelid?
You got tattoos on there.
I remember when people used to do that. I didn't do that.
No, I didn't know how to do
it. Was so upset.
So freaky. Get
so
out of here.
It's upsetting to look at.
It's
take it off, Chris.
It's like seeing Hellraiser.
Chris, do you know how to do that?
No.
No. Does anyone know how to do that?
I think you just do it. I think you just do it. You have to,
I can't be around anybody doing that.
What was the show that had on MTV that had hidden talent? Was it Singled Out or Double Dare? It was like a card that it was a card-based game show where you had to have a hidden talent.
Oh.
And some people were like, I'm double jointed, and they could like jump over their arms like hopscotch.
Oh.
Little talent show?
Like jump ropes?
Yeah.
Jumping over their own arms.
It was Little Talent Show.
It was
show.
Little Talent Show, yeah.
I remember it. It was Little Talent Show.
Yeah, with Michael Cantor was the producer. And
can you turn my headphones up?
Michael Keaton was probably producing.
He's got OCD. Really nice. He does have OCD here. Yeah,
and it's the extreme kind. Like, extreme.
Oh, he was diagnosed in his 40s.
Ah, that's fucking horse shit.
Sounds like me.
His doctor's like, you're really annoying.
But it's Howie, too. Like, when his kids are sick, he has to sleep in another house right on the side of it. I'm like, fuck you.
He's probably just sucking.
Wait, Howie Mandel's kids have to sleep in a second house?
No, I think Howie has a second house, so when anyone gets sick, he's got like a cloth touching doorknobs. Howard Stern, I think, also has a little bit of that, those pleasures.
Mm-hmm. I fucking hate Howie Mandel.
I liked him in Bobby's World.
I didn't. I didn't. I thought it was a terrible show. But he wrote remember he used to put a glove on it? He used to put a rubber glove on his head?
Something wrong with him.
He has like the personality of like the guy you'll see in episodes.
You mean like Hamburger Helper?
Yeah. Yeah. He'd put like Hamburger Helper. Like that's his bit.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
That's a pretty classic.
He did it in 1941, I believe, the first time. Nah, he's probably 2 years older than me, keep in mind.
And then he bought Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Canada. He's Canadian and he's like I don't know, it's bankrupt now, and I don't fucking know. I don't really care that much.
A lot of good Canadians. But Howie, though, he's Canadian, you say?
I think so, isn't he? I just want to, Toronto, Canada, yeah.
He might be a little bit more.
Yeah. He's just an awkward fucktard.
Now, when was Bobby's World? 30 years ago?
Yeah.
You got the same, and hey, it's not even a criticism. That's just how the media cycle goes in this world. But you got the same people for 30 years.
He's had a long career.
He's that good.
He's that, what you're saying.
But even Rosie O'Donnell went away. She knew enough to go away.
I don't think it was her choice, though.
Do you think she got the hook?
She had $100 million. She said, fuck it. I read a snippet that she was like, I had $100 million. I was like, this, fuck it. I don't feel like fighting Ellen anymore. She can be the big.
Oh, they're both.
Yeah, she's
competing
like,
for that slot.
Yeah,
they use fake slit. Dicks.
Damn,
that's gross.
That little slit of time.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that's good enough for me, man. I'm good. I'm gonna go drink for a little while. Martha's Vineyard, have fun. I'm gonna go torture my kid.
I forgot that Rosie was into talk shows and all that, but she was around for.
She was a monster.
She was big, larger than big.
Did you guys see that Hallmark movie that she did in the 90s?
The one where shoot. Yeah,
she's a retarded girl.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty decent. Passion Project from Rosie back in the day.
Yeah.
She's as good as DiCaprio and Gilbert Grape.
Yes.
I remember this.
This is really good. Riding the bus with my sister. It won an Oscar for Best Picture.
Is she gonna be playing Cartman? Did I just see Angelica Houston directing that?
This is like
billionaire Angelica Houston.
It shouldn't be. Billionaire?
Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense. She was that good as Morticia, and she had a really good contract for the Addams Family.
This is a fan-made trailer, but it's funny anyways.
Is Dexter driving?
Whoa.
So, yeah. I don't know if there's an actual trailer.
Doesn't look like an easy watch.
That's a scary piece of video to watch.
Yeah.
It looks like a TV show that got extended, like an episode of a TV show that went on.
A bit too long.
Too long there.
Playing Andy.
We should do that exact same thing.
Yeah,
a passion project.
We should just make that a shot for shot remake of riding my sister on the bus.
I mean, she didn't do that for Bonnie. It must have been passion.
Yeah.
Well, she couldn't pass it up when they said that she's playing.
Yeah, Stuart Copeland's in the score again on this one. Spyro and all that. That's so good. He blows into this.
Wait, is he the Spyro guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit.
Wow, they had Angelica Houston did direct it.
Yeah, I wasn't hallucinating.
And it was in Hamilton, Ontario. We've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
That was the place that smelled like gas, right?
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the place with that really good breakfast place.
The church.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, the church. Yeah, we did the church there. Wow.
That was the gold flakes and the pancakes and shit. Mm.
What's the church? Is that what the breakfast place was called?
No, that was the venue.
Remember the venue was a church. The stage underneath.
Yeah.
You were really high up.
It looked like a prom.
Oh.
Portuguese prom or Portuguese
wedding.
Yeah,
yeah. What was the breakfast place that was good?
Chuck and Chris or Alex. Chuck and Alex and I went. It was like in a shitty street in the middle of nowhere, and the breakfast was like a 10.
It was really shocking.
Like gold flake.
Yeah.
It was like a 2014 LA gay guy vibes.
Damn.
But it was like perfectly executed breakfast.
Damn.
It had like a... You run. Like fun. Like Hope Core music was playing or whatever the fuck that was.
Was it MGMT?
Yeah, MGMT Secret. Era. And it was like green and brass and gold and like neon pink lettering that said like, eat it.
Yeah, there were some gay overtones in the menu. Some of the wording was a bit sexual, I remember. I don't remember. Now I don't. I could be making that up.
It's like sausages that give you cocks.
Sometimes you see some of that, you know?
Nothing compares to the Owl Cafe.
The old Owl Cafe.
Where was the Owl Cafe?
In Arizona. The Owl exhibit.
Oh fuck, you mean the Owl sexualities that were being exhibited.
Yep.
Don't talk
something
about it.
Something about that thing's wingspan.
It was making people horny at the time.
It was like a woman's leg span.
I was like, imagine having these wings on your shoulders.
Yeah.
While you're fucking it up the ass.
The owl's hugging you. You're doing missionary.
We're looking up, do owls have pussies?
The Fairmont Scottsdale Princess. The owl handler was getting so rowdy and obviously ravenous with his owl.
He was ravaging the fucking thing.
Yeah. He looked something. So I think something about him, he was just, you could tell he was a bit stiff.
he was bent. He was bent over. He was stand up straight.
He was crooked in half. By his
eyes were gazing upon the second he felt a sense of loneliness when his owl flew away from him, that he knew it was going to come back, but the second he was like, please come back. Please come back.
It was electricity when he walked in there with that big owl.
And it was it Father's Day or something?
It was Owl's Day.
It was a black thing.
Owl significant other day.
I just looked up owl trainer, Phoenix. I don't know if we'll be able to find him.
Find him on the sex registry.
No, like he's that bird scream. That like hawk scream.
Oh!
Just four guys at a table Googling if owls have pussies, trying to find a picture of an owl's expecting it to look like a regular
Fallen Feathers. It's a nonprofit.
That's gross.
Don't ask.
Wild at heart.
I've been trying to find a taxidermy stuffed dead dog.
Oh.
It's gonna, really hard to find.
You're going to make it into a drone? Are you flying around?
Something like that.
You've been trying to find a dead dog?
Yeah, a stuffed dead dog.
For what?
Oh, just something fun.
Is it for a video or something?
No, like a... Yeah, a video. It is really hard to... You know how much a stuffed dead dog is?
Is it like 5,000?
5,000.
Oh, man.
This is pretty insane. Annie's the name of that anime companion for Grok.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the...
Annie, are you okay?
Was he Michael Jackson vibes? What is this?
He might have been thinking... I think he's thinking of the alien ant farm cover.
Yeah, for sure.
There's an alien... There's another alien ant farm music video that's really good.
The one of them across from the BET Awards playing?
Yeah.
Is that the one you were talking about?
I think so.
It's Alien Ant Farm BET Awards.
That's the one.
It's Movies.
Movies is a really good song.
This is crazy.
I may be embarrassed to say.
Oh, shit. These guys had a cool look.
They didn't. They never back down. No. Ever.
I did the same haircut, except mine is wider in the middle.
Now, his nails are painted. That means he's 90% likely to give a straight woman HIV AIDS. I don't know if you've ever heard that statistic before.
Under certain light, your nails give off a glow. And nail polish gets inside your brain in 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm glad I don't wear nail polish. Wow, Holy shit, I've never seen the video to this, man. Holy shit. I just remember when this is on the radio.
Oh.
This is like Dishwalla grade of radio song.
Yeah, this is Hoovastank level. Yeah.
But it's, I can't listen to their Smooth Criminal song. Like, I'd rather die.
I wonder why they did the BET Awards. Like, that joke was funny in the innocent, old school...
The drummer said that they were looking to, quote, paint the town white.
Because that's a weird joke for these guys to play.
Yeah, he...
Oh, look at the outfit.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
See, they were good musicians. Just gonna say that. The drummer's good.
They look like rotoscoped or something. Or not rotoscoped, but they look like... I don't know.
She's Irish.
Did you say she's Irish?
Yeah.
That's Amy from Evanescence.
Is it?
Looked like it. Dude.
Wow.
This is how they used to do videos back in... This is probably 90s.
Videos wild.
2002.
Maybe 2002.
Something like that.
Wow. Proud of kid. Wow.
They're doing it all. I like when they did this to songs, don't you?
With this intermission?
Yeah.
Wow, Pat Morita.
Dr. Evil from...
They got the stand-up comedian doing this role, this solemn,
Austin
dignified...
Powers.
Oh. I don't think I can go on. Jordan-san, shut up. Suck his dick? Yo,
he's fine.
He's using Reiki. I don't know what to say. I've gone many years without seeing this video. Remember the Double Dragon movie?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Are they from L.A.?
They have to be. I need to know when that was made. 15 years ago? 2009?
No. It's earlier than that.
2001.
Oh, okay. Oof.
It's like, fuck me.
Crazy.
Smooth criminal.
Double Dragon movie was good.
I just remember the Shadow Master is, like, the guy with the blonde hair. Yeah. It's probably good.
Did they used to show that on Comedy Central or something? Where would they play that?
What is it?
Maybe on Playing on Comedy Spice. Central.
The Double Dragon movie.
Could be TNT.
Who is the, wasn't the guy from Iron Chef? Yeah, the second guy? Yeah.
Oh, T-1000, he must be the villain.
Yeah, the T-1000 is.
Yeah. Koga Shuko.
Richard Patrick's brother.
Robert Patrick.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I just don't remember if this holds up. Mortal Kombat holds up so well, it's insane.
It probably does. I watched Lionheart.
Really?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
You've seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's the one in the pool, right?
They have the pool fight.
That one's bad.
Is his brother in a wheelchair in that one?
His brother's dead in that one.
Dead.
Yeah.
And this is the guy with the face. The guy from the Cobra, the villain, like the guy with the face is in that.
Yeah, he's in that, yeah.
He's in a million things.
Which, when that guy opens his mouth to talk, it's really a treat.
And now you see him as the years, or just his face now with his resting face, it's like, it looks like he's going to play the mask. It's really awesome.
Who's the villain?
What, now?
Yeah. You look at his face now, like with a resting face, it's very interesting. I love it. I forget his name.
He's got a very interesting face. When he talks, though, you can see why they made sure he never talks. Because
he's retarded.
He laid it on thick.
He laid it on thin.
They're like, yo, take it easy. Yo, chill. Like the cameraman's like, all right, man, there we go. He's like, yeah. Was he overacting?
No.
He was underacting?
Yeah.
He sucked. And they're like, yo, don't say it. Just chill. Don't act.
He's a real special
guy.
Knock
it off. He's like, oh, yeah.
So, can you look up Lionheart?
I gotta see it now.
Lionheart guy.
It's so funny. I just saw the Jean-Claude Van Damme salaries per movie TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't making a lot. Like, he got like 60,000 for Lionheart, or like 100,000.
Fucking A.
He did a lot of movies, though, that were.
Do in the search, just general search, do
sad
Lionheart and find the Wikipedia. Brian Thompson, that's the guy's name.
There he is.
Oh my God. Go to YouTube and type in Brian Thompson.
The internet. We were promised.
Brian Thompson on YouTube.
Brian Thompson assassination. No, I guess it's not.
Whoa,
him as
that guy. Whoa, that guy. Yeah.
Doesn't he have an extraordinarily.
Yeah, he's got a crazy ass face.
And that's 6 years ago. How do you have a face like that?
And click the clip. Here, let him talk. Let him present himself here.
I just opened up a bread store in Southern California.
Was not injured by any of the axes. I injured myself on that knife because it was so ridiculously sharp.
Ooh.
And I cut myself so many times just in between takes. I would, because they wanted me to hold the knife because it was all clean and polished, and I would like be talking like this, and I'd brush it against my legs, and I'd have three holes in it.
A little bit of a xenomorph.
Damn it! It was the guy Herman Schneider that built it.
It's good that you saw that. That's such a special movie to see. Lionheart's really special.
Let's go to Lionheart and see what clips we got over there. That guy had a scary face, but...
He's the villain in Cobra. Cobra is a really special one.
Cobra's
if you haven't
cool,
seen that
yeah.
one in a while. It's,
doesn't he have a cool gun?
Yeah.
Is Cobra the Stallone?
Yep.
Wow, Cobra's great.
With the shades.
He's got the 40...
He cuts the piece of pizza with scissors?
Yeah, he's like that. Yep.
Yeah. He's in his apartment, he picks up a piece of pizza and cuts it with scissors.
He's way more fucked up than you thought.
Yeah,
scissors.
I thought this was the guy you guys were talking about.
No.
Andre the Giant's son.
Yeah, mutton chops over here. This is the one where they pay, like, we're supposed to believe that rich people want to watch.
Yeah, rich people are setting up street fights to bet on the results.
In parking garages.
In parking
shit, right?
garages, yeah. etc. Yeah.
To the death, too.
I guess
right?
it's probably a euphemism for something else.
And the main woman, that woman, she's so upsetting to look at. Anytime her mouth, she has such a weird aspect to her.
She's got frigid bitch.
Yeah, she's cold.
Yeah.
Bad to the bone.
She's like.
She gets either raped or slapped around, I at least assume.
Oh, no.
Take off your shirt.
Fuck my wife. Guy's a good fighter. This big guy.
Yeah, these guys are both.
Big guy's putting up a hell of a fight.
Oh. That fucking sucks getting hit like that. You're done.
What's wrong?
I'm gay.
She's bad.
We can, it's just three more minutes of this.
He's gonna get his ribs a few times.
6.5 more minutes of this.
Wow. Lionheart.
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 Most of this movie just fighting?
Leon.
Legionnaire was good as hell, too. They're all good.
Yeah, no, they're all blood. Yeah. So I think Bloodsport was the king. Obviously, yeah. It's pretty easy. Is Lionheart the one where he's standing on the pillars? Like he has visions where he goes and stands on like the, or is that,
that's one of those, Asian ones, like Bloodsport or Kickboxer or something like that.
Yeah. Damn.
Kickboxer probably holds up. I haven't seen the first one in a minute.
The one he made the most money for, supposedly Jean-Claude Van Damme's career went, when Jim Carrey got the first, Jim Carrey was one of the first like non-Tom Cruise, Bruce Willis guys to get $20 million. Mm-hmm. And Jean-Claude Van Damme said, I want $20 million too. Mm-hmm. And he held out on a movie, and they were like, watch this. And then he never made another movie again. And he made one movie for $16 million, and it was a flop. But Kickboxer and, like, Lionheart and Hard Target and all those movies, they
Time
made
Cop.
$125 million, $150 million
Cyborg,
box office.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Big bucks.
Mm.
Huge money.
Damn.
Yeah. And, like, they were paying him, like, $3 million, like, $2 million, $1.6 million. He made a lot of money early on his career. It's like really weird to think about. Like,
what did he get $16 million for?
Some movie you've never, none of us have ever heard of. Like,
maybe Street Fighter. Hopefully,
look up Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'll show you which
Raul
one.
Raul Julia as M. Bison. You remember the scene with him and Chun Li? She's giving him the business, like, you killed my father, this and that.
Yeah,
and he's and
to
he's,
me, it was just a Tuesday.
Yeah, he says, I don't remember.
So, the one, I think it was Legionnaire.
Legionnaire was good.
The movies, look at this guy.
I think Legionnaire, he got like maybe his, the quest, wow.
He got paid appropriately for Legionnaire?
Yeah, by like Legionnaire, he was making like silly money, double team.
Double team, wow.
But yeah.
Mouse over Legionnaire, Chris, let's see what's up with that.
Universal Soldier. Yeah. These are special movies.
Or the other one up there, in 2001, that one right there, he made a stupid amount of money. That one right, The Order.
The Order.
Oh, it's on Tubi.
One of those he made stupid money.
What is The Order?
It's the best one.
I think he's a short order cook that runs into some bad trouble.
Got a 4. Got a 13.
Oh, they have the bad guy from Bad Boys in it.
Brian Thompson again.
Whoa.
As Cyrus Jacob.
Hey, Brian, it's me, Jean-Claude. I have a movie coming out. I was wondering, it's called The Order. Do you want to do it with me?
For 25,000.
It's a couple day shoot. We do it in Ontario, Canada. We come out there to show you, can be scary mouth guy. Don't act, though.
I mean,
don't talk a lot.
It doesn't matter what those paychecks said. He is most definitely Stallone and Schwarzenegger tier in his screen presence and in his ability, in my opinion. Mm. I feel like he's as good as his movies are as iconic. They're just, I guess they're not the biggest blockbusters.
I liked his most recent footage of him breaking down in his kitchen.
Oh, yeah. When he's saying, like,
I'm
like,
sorry.
He's mad at being dismissed. Like, his concerns. Yeah, it was.
It's kind of sad. It was humbling. Yeah. I don't even want to watch that. It was kind of sad. Yeah, it's not.
She's just brushing off all of his concerns like nothing, goes right onto her nagging or something like that.
He kicks her right in the head.
He does a split. He dies.
He looks up her skirt.
In slow motion.
Oh, he was apologizing to his woman for being a...
maybe he's drinking or something.
For being sort of manic and messed up.
Yeah, it was kind of... Yeah, I remember having a bad feeling.
It's a private... It's touching. It's definitely a Jean-Claude private moment.
Yeah, it doesn't...
She's filming
I felt
it.
Bad when it was on.
No, but I think that's a good thing.
Oh, Jean-Claude.
Yeah.
It just... He came out nice seeming and seemed like he should have had more.
Sure.
He's like, I have enough. It's okay, Charles. Thank you for thinking about that, but I have gotten more money than you think I do. I was pretty good with my investments. Thank you for your concern, but I know that they think that the washed-up action star guy does not do too well, but I have got like $48 million. It's pretty good. I have got a boat. I've got more money than you think I do.
Maybe he lived his truest life.
Maybe. He does the cool. Oh, he's got a what?
No, I was just looking up how much Wikipedia makes in donations, because they're so pushy with it, and they made 185
bastards.
Million.
They are pushy with it.
I
tried to look something up like 10 minutes ago, and they were like, "Not now."
The internet we were promised is you giving us money.
You
and then we switch things around and clear things up while you're sleeping. And fuck you, bro. Die.
Queer things up while you're sleeping.
You left your cock ring here, Charles. Like, what? I didn't. Your cock ring's coming in that you ordered. Just fucking with you. That's what Wikipedia does to you.
It's personalized trolling.
Thanks for the donations we gave. Here's your cock ring.
$200 million a year in donations? Wow.
I want to do a Wikipedia.
They really don't need
non-profit.
It.
How much does it cost to run that?
I think people usually do all the queering up for free, just like Reddit mods.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your service. You're going to hell.
Costs $170 million annually to run?
Hell no.
It's a salary.
Based on Tommy Salami?
Based on the salaries of all the people that...
I mean,
siphoning.
It's just a server they have to upkeep.
It's just a bunch of bullshit. It's probably you could just do it with AI.
Bots, yeah. AI bots. It's $169 million, if you know what I mean. Just fuck with me, but it is, though. But seriously, though, it's $169 million. We need the money. Can I have some money?
Sad.
Yeah, I'll let you look it up. Just give me some money.
Do you think people donate?
I do.
Good.
Every year.
It's probably like NPR.
Well, you donate to them, you feel like you're a great guy.
Yeah, I donate to NPR, and honestly, I plant a tree goes in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Do they plant trees like Johnny Appleseed?
They plant trees in Israel.
Yeah, they plant a nice
cars
tree.
Cars for kids.
A nice kid gets a brand new Subaru out there.
Yeah, cars for kids out there.
Cars for kids.
1-877 cars for kids.
Brand new.
What do? They just destroy all the cars, take them off the streets?
Probably, so you can't afford a used car.
It's the same thing as Cash for Clunkers. What, they both the same
car.
Operation?
Yeah, you get a new car.
You get a
brand
new
car.
Get a new one.
You don't want one that refuses to drive?
Can't help you with that.
The thing can make its own decisions.
Get
you got a problem with
new
that?
One.
It's like this. I want to go drive around. I want to be dismantled, sold for parts, and sent to Jamaica. It's probably what happens. Is they probably break it down for parts. And then send the parts to Africa and like Haiti and shit.
But one of the programs, I think the Obama one, required that the engines were disabled. Remember how good that is?
That was unbelievable. They had to pour the foam in it. Do you remember that?
No.
The Cash for Clunkers program, they had a foam in like a serial number. Mm-hmm. It was like an engine additive. Mm-hmm. And they had a serial number on it. And like the car came in with a VIN number. And the VIN number, like, if you got the tax benefit, it was the wildest fucking thing I've ever seen. You should look it up. Look up Cash for Clunkers foam. And you had to seize the engine. You cracked the top, and the top had a number on it.
Wickedness beyond the normal imagination.
You got to look it up, because it was...
The program requires the scrapping of the eligible trade-in vehicle and that the dealer discloses to the customer an estimate of the scrap value of the trade-in. Blah, 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 the new car. So I don't know if our viewers are even old enough to remember this or if this got memory hold, but this was to stimulate the economy. Oh, there we go.
Stimulated the economy.
Replaced with sodium silicate. That's what it was.
To stimulate the economy, they took, they offered people, what was it, $4,500?
Yep. Yeah.
So you bring your current vehicle into a dealership, and no matter what, even if it's worth $1,200, you're offered $4,500 for the car.
Stimulus package.
To incentivize the buying of new cars. And the side effect of this is that all the used cars that everybody was using that could hypothetically last another 30 years are taken off the market. And this is one of the reasons why any car now is fucking $9,000, is because all the good old used cars, they took them and
shot them.
And
that's a war crime.
Destroyed them. It's just a destruction of wealth and value, with a bunch of little parts rearranged, some hand waving magic done over the top to make you think that your good used car is magically being transformed into a brand new car. But that's not what happened.
I can't remember this clearly. I want to say that I had a deal go wrong, and they already poured the engine, like they already killed it, and now then we were like, fuck. And I remember it was like a Ford Expedition was the car. And I don't remember the rest of it, but I do remember the sodium silicate. I remember like that was like, dude, we can't, like it was in like a bottle and like it had like a ring on it, like a metal ring, and you had to like put that in the paperwork.
And the sodium silicate, that's to total the car. So if you pour sodium silicate in the engine, you're destroying the engine. You're making it so that to make this car usable again, it would cost far more than the value of the car.
It cannot be repaired.
It's not an oopsie. It's can't fix it.
It was honestly it sort of mimicked what electric cars are supposed to do. Apparently, upon a new presidency, there must be $5,000 to give away to every citizen. There must be like some sort of like, how do you want to give your $5,000 away? Because this was like Obama first term, right?
It was at the beginning. I think they rode right into this.
Yeah, I remember it was like
2008.
I was selling cars. I remember this was happening, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. It was crazy. But like no one wanted to buy the shit I was selling. Like it didn't affect the customers that I was selling to. But at like the Dodge dealerships, people were like, whoa, fucking give me it. And people would tone in shit boxes and shit. The push, pull, or toe. And they were like bringing in thinking they found $4,000. It's amazing what like it's like COVID money.
Yeah. Well, $4,000 off the price of a Dodge
is nothing.
Nothing.
You get that for free.
Yeah.
Every day of the year for the past 50 years.
Walk in and say, can I have $12,000 off?
Yes.
The Dodge?
Uh-huh.
And now you can start by
if you're going to buy it. Are you going to buy it? If I give you $12,000, will you buy it today?
Yeah.
Okay. It's off. But you got to buy it today. Is that cool?
It's off.
It's gone.
It's off.
What was the price? What did it say?
It said 65,000.
How's 53,000?
Right now?
Yep.
How could you make money on this deal? You're taking off so much money.
That when I'm done, I'm going to be left with little crumbs. But I have you in the street, and I'll probably make it when you do an oil change. Because those are $100.
The Dodge dealership is one big oil change operation?
Yeah, we love oil changes. I love them. I want to fuck them. I wish my wife's name was Oil Change. I wish I could stick my dick in the oil pan in the drain pit. I wish I could just fuck that because it's lubricated, right?
Fuck the thing.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Mr. Customer? A lady. You know, imagine sticking your big dick in a fucking, down in the oil hole. You know, when they bring it underneath the car, we put it up on the lift and we bring the oil pan. It's got like a funnel. Imagine sticking your dick in there.
Pussy's
right. Now you understand, Mr. Customer, right? A lady. 100%. You're always talking to a lady about about having a dick, you know, fucking lubricated a pistol.
Did you hear about the Dodge Durango brake light thing? No. I saw a video where they said that
another Dodge Brothers trick.
Yeah, Henry Ford's to Henry Ford's demise.
His holy war with the Dodge Brothers ended in the annihilation of Western civilization.
We have to write the Dodge Brothers versus Henry Ford
type of brake light here.
Like a movie.
Oh, the big crossbar
one? Like sunglasses. My truck's wearing sunglasses on the back.
Pit Viper's on the back of his head.
This part screaming.
The back of my car looks like Judge Dredd.
Yeah. This part right here always nice goes pussy. Out. This
Which part?
This where I'm circling over.
Well, you don't need that part.
But I was watching a video, and somebody said that if you look out on the street, you'll see more with that faulty thing
than having it fixed.
Wow. Go figure, Dodge Durango, the worst SUV on the market.
Yeah. Is it?
Yep. Number one, the worst.
That's the water. They get water in them.
Yep. So it's this.
Yep.
Wow.
They accumulate water. I'll tell you, listen, there's a price you pay for having the best of the best.
The Dodge brothers would be rolling in there.
Durango.
In hell right now.
They're rolling in dough.
Why is Dodge still around? I thought they were done.
Me too.
It's surprising.
Stellantis
they're hanging on.
Last leg,
well, there's always a market for someone that wants the cheapest possible thing.
And is that a Ram?
That's a Ram.
Is that the biggest seller for
all the Dodges and the Ram? Yeah,
it's got like horns in the back on the ass of the fucking asshole of the goddamn truck.
Horns,
it's got
horns on the asshole. Yep.
It says it's like a girl with a tattoo of bows on the back of her thighs and says like "You're a little gift." You know, girls that
bows?
Have that go slow. It's your gift.
Ew.
Like I love like really rough. I love seeing even pictures of them like in passing. Like it's just so much fun to see.
Fucking bows.
Bows on thigh.
Two little bows.
Woo-wee.
Oh, no, I thought you meant Bose, like the speakers in the headphones. Oh, yeah, like, yeah, I was cool. Gonna like, scream in a second.
You're gonna hear the...
Yeah.
It's just, I kind of thought that that's what you thought, Charles, and yeah. I was thinking that's really funny.
Wow.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah. It's a girl with the Bose logo tattooed on her.
Whoa, you should do Bose tattoo, B-O-S.
That's Bose boss. Would be kind of decent.
There, only the first
that one.
That one
says Bose. Whoa.
That's the original. You're listening to FM radio.
Is that 1111? That's so insane.
Yeah, what's that about?
That's Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish. Wish my parents were back here so they could talk about their wave radio.
The Bose. That's a beautiful thing right there. Clock radio.
That's a Groundhog Day radio.
This is a good, this is a good one.
Bill Belichick?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, you get the Bose logo on the top of the headphone.
Nice touch.
And on the mouthpiece, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? Where's my girlfriend? She's going to tell you guys what's going on. Where's my 20-year-old hottie?
What's he been getting up to? Has he been going to massage parlors?
No. I got my girlfriend.
Wasn't he sneaking around some crack den? Crack house?
No, that was...
On crack?
That was Bob Kraft. That's his girlfriend. Kraft. What are you?
There you go.
See what she's wearing on the red carpet?
What's that?
Yeah, she's wearing
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, well, she was a competitive cheerleader, so she's always going to show off her body.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Whatever. What? Big deal. Hey, Roachford, I saw your wife. She ain't looking as hot as mine. Ha, fuck you.
Look at her eye. Look at her face.
Yes.
Are they still together?
Oh, yeah.
They're together forever.
They're in love.
That sounds kind of nice.
She's in love with a camera.
Yo, is she going to do some cheerleading? Is she going to lead some cheers?
This is the one that was chewing him out on camera, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to answer that question.
Damn.
Coming into UNC.
We don't know about that.
I've been talking about this for years. I was early on this. I knew this is it.
Jordan was a constant presence.
It's a swaggy sweatshirt.
He's got yellow tights on.
Jordan, right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life.
Everyone in the world is following it.
How do you deal with that?
Bro.
Everyone.
I've never been too worried about what everybody else thinks.
I usually get fucked in my own privacy, honestly.
What's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
It's a topic where the son of Bill's is cock? Comfortable.
Damn.
She got a bad attitude. I don't like that. I'm sure Bill was like this, hey, Jordan, cool it in there.
He probably fucking killed her after the interview, then brought her back.
He beat her up in the
hotel. With magic. He's got the football plays. He reconstitutes her organs and he kills her. I mean, I guess that would be the only proper, I guess, but. He should have at least slapped her.
He's so happy. Why? Just let the guy be happy. He's just a
let him enjoy it.
Croatian.
Come on, Chris. Let him enjoy it.
She's from Maine.
You think he's ever going to post videos of them fucking?
Yeah.
The Bill Belichick sex tape?
The Belichick tapes. It's just down here. It's just like in and out. Just regular.
It's like the most normal sex tape you've ever seen. He's like clapping. He's folding her legs over. It's like the aspect the ratio.
Both like their legs are like this, like they're like hitting it like completely.
Or you just saw it.
That's all he has to say to people. He's like, anytime someone busts his balls, is it two phones?
Sorry, Bill. Like, hold on. You're Bill Belichick. So, Bill, I know you're looking for a table for tonight. It's Mardi Gras. I can't get you into the restaurant tonight. What does he do?
He's like, let's take a look at the kind of guy that I really am.
She's doing a backhand spring.
Yeah, well, actually, she could probably do that if she still keeps fit.
She does for sure.
Maybe she coaches him and makes him as flexible, and that's how they can do the full leg.
He's going to do a big unveil.
They roll out the mats. He's on like the rings.
In old movies, when it cuts to the guy doing a back handspring and he's wearing the costume, but you don't see his face. That's what Bill Belichick
is. A body double.
Highlander back handspring.
Those are the best.
It's like Naked Gun levels, body switches, body doubles.
Look, this was just an 80-year-old guy.
Bill Belichick.
Look at this.
Wow.
That's his escape. That's how he gets away.
He got away like Valdo from Soul Calibur. Why blow yourself out like that? Why didn't you just run?
Mm. Oh,
man. Swag gear.
That is a crazy way. Like, all right, exit scene. How are you going to do it?
How's he going to continue fighting?
10 back handsprings.
Next thing he's ching, ching, ching. Well,
that'll tire you out.
Yeah.
CIA is recruiting Chinese spies to help the U.S.
No way.
Dagger and going full good. Hollywood.
Oh, they're not
check
on the same
out.
Team?
The agency releasing videos targeting Chinese dissidents interested in spying for the U.S. In Washington, David Spunt looks under the hood on this thing. David, hello.
Hi. Bill, good morning. It's an interesting story. We're talking about two videos, both produced by the CIA. The language, Mandarin, the goal, recruit Chinese spies looking to help the United States.
Now,
the first video is directed at senior Chinese Communist Party leaders who intelligence officials believe are in a situation now where they're seeing their colleagues fired, jailed. Bill, even some have disappeared. Fox News spoke exclusively to CIA Director John Ratcliffe, who says the videos released on CIA social media channels are a welcome addition to the storied agency.
One
Heathcliff.
Of the primary roles of the CIA
are we supposed to
is
believe this?
To collect intelligence for the president. And
I wouldn't want to be a Chinese spy in America working against China. If I got caught, I'd get skinned alive.
Yeah. What would you be able to glean as your average Chinese guy? Like, who's letting the Chinese guy into conversations that he shouldn't be in?
Come on. Oh, they are stealing your technology.
What do you mean?
Everything. The internet and the device stolen by China spies.
Which, like, what specifically, though?
Cell phone.
What kind of Ericsson's?
Apple.
Apple phones?
Yeah.
Do they have, like, you're saying that they're using technology that we gave
them?
So
wait, hold on. So what we're saying is, why would you, what are you going to get out of Chinese spies?
Okay. Right.
You be the CIA.
Yep.
I'm a Chinese spy that wants to defect, okay?
Okay, what, Mr. Wang, we sent you to America for you to gain.
Wait, why do you have a Chinese accent?
I'm the CIA representative from China. No, wait, hold on. I'm Chinese CIA? I'm American CIA.
You're trying American,
to find, they're
yeah.
trying to find Chinese Americans who are
you're trying to
spy.
Find a Chinese American to defect. So you gotta lure me over.
That's what Chinese people are saying? Hey, Wang.
No. This guy spells cell phones, capital C-E-L. This is mostly old school.
That's like Dragon Ball.
You are the CIA.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to get Chinese spies to come over and give us information. So you're trying to lure me over.
Listen,
I'm a Chinese spy.
I need, Mr. Wang, I know that you're privy to some information over there. We have some information that tells us your brother's in the Chinese military.
Oh, yes. I have very valuable information for you. What kind of deal are you going to offer me?
We're going
to
offer you sovereignty. We're going to offer you free housing and free cars. How's that sound to you, Mr. Wang?
Oh, not good enough. Me need more. Me already have free housing and China over here.
Oh, we noticed that you don't have the ability to have E-class Mercedes. Do you like the E-class Mercedes? We noticed in your search history.
We have Cherry Let Automotive Bill made in China. Very good quality.
Mercedes-Benz, how about a Prada bag for your wife? You think that would make her happy? A Cartier watch?
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Now you're talking my language.
I noticed.
Prada watch?
Yeah, that's right. A Prada watch. Now, we noticed that your wife liked to, she had the green visor on it. She liked to play cards at the casino.
Yeah, very good. She liked to play gamble.
She liked to play gamble. That's right.
She gamble.
How about an unlimited card at the Mohegan Sun?
Oh, now I think I might defect. I have very good information.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's good. Okay, so what we need you to do is we need to get you into the blade servers for the Apple manufacturing plant. And we need to find out
what... I tell
you
everything.
Okay.
China is spying on you.
Okay. All right. What are they trying to drive from us?
They're stealing technology.
There's some backdoor software in some of our...
Yes, they make our software steal.
Bloatware for the Apple, right?
Yeah, McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee, right. Every phone comes with McAfee. What's inside the back end of that McAfee
Chinese
software?
Chinese people in the phone.
Well, how do they get them inside the phone? How do they? Do they have a like a laser shrinker? Like a
shrink with nanotechnology, make little Chinese robot people.
inside the McAfee software, the chips?
There's little Chinese people in all phone.
All right.
There's an army, 1 billion Chinese people in the phone.
All right.
Now they are called electrons.
Here's the Monopoly card for Mohegan Sun for your wife to play. And then come back with some more information.
Oh, thank you.
And what the hell good? What the hell good is fighting against this technology with the Chinese when you got Microsoft do oh have that please
okay, yeah. Fuck, thank you,
when you got Microsoft doing these things just under Microsoft itself, they with Windows 7 they take a screenshot of your desktop every second and they just
those
store
are the
it.
Good guys
they just store it
Microsoft's the
they're
good
not,
guy
they're not even Chinese
they're the good guys
it's the American
and they need that data to
way.
Make sure their apps run
Efficiently. They want uniformed graphic user interface, mm-hmm. and as many times as they can take a screenshot and have uniformity, they're able to give you a product that is consistent.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have that consistency in screenshots of everything you do. I really, really like that feature.
Interestingly, I became a hacker recently.
You've been hacking?
Yeah.
Ubuntu?
Did you?
I downloaded, I have a new laptop that has Windows 11.
Oh.
So I had to become a hacker.
Oh,
it took me about 4 hours to
debloat
the computer.
And to get like bypass the creating a fucking Microsoft account.
Yes.
I really like that feature.
I had to load into the BIOS.
Nice.
Download Python and have Claude AI craft some custom.
Are you for real?
Yes. PowerShell user scripts.
PowerShell user scripts.
That sounds
scripts.
Good.
Uh-huh.
And I was in there for 4 hours.
That does not sound good.
Getting rid of all the crap, or as much as I could, on my Windows 11.
The crap. That's no. All the fun is in the
coming from this that's allegedly in charge of my.
Sir, also, you can also hang out with them. You can kiss them. Kiss lesbians that want to kiss you. You can, I could do it in under 2.5 hours with 10 people, CIA spies. We could do it in Tehran. I would do it with my friends in the back of a wall in Tehran. I'd just throw grenade after grenade after grenade. What are those things called? Those little things where the hacker that's
the flipper?
That is, a flipper?
The orange thing?
The little
that weird hardware stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The one hacker they show us and he's just like, You want to see me do something right now? You ever see that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like he's there to like he's like a boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let's get a guy that looks again, he's another one that I don't even think is he's like a Epstein where Epstein's probably not a human, you know, like you've been saying.
I say, yeah.
That Epstein's not probably not even a human being. But
if it's got a name, that means it's not even a living thing. It's,
right. Like, he's like this, oh, I'll just show you real quick. He's like, your phone is in your pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So it's your passcode is right here. It's SMFBA 344.
I see you've got pictures of your own asshole on your phone.
That's interesting. See how I knew that? It only took me 1 second. Like that boogeyman shit of like
just open your garage door.
I just flushed the toilet when no one was there to hear it.
Yeah, I just brewed you a pot of coffee from your office.
I have your key fob. I copied your RFID.
Mm-hmm. You drive a Ford Mustang electronic, right? Can you pull it up on the screen
it
here, Chris?
As well.
Chris, pull up the Ford Mustang electric. And then type in colors, available colors. Hold on. I'll show you a picture of your car. Images.
What color did I pick?
Oh, it's right there, the yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's your car. Boom. It's in
it's actually Patriot Gold. But yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Nah, cool. I don't know. Oh.
I like when it dies on you, it's a frog going peace.
What dies on you?
When the Mustang, look up Mustang frog screen.
I'd rather it be Tub Girl.
Mustang electronic frog screen.
This can't be happening.
Don't tell me this is a one-off thing, you fucking lion sack of shit. Supposedly, I remember there was like some, I had like 3 customers tell me that like when it died on the highway, it would give them a frog screen.
It shows you Pepe the Frog?
Yeah, it shows you. It's like this. It shows you the merchant.
What does it create? Like the only explanation of an organization this big creating a screenshot every second and locally storing it and cloud storing it and having an AI file it and interpret it and everything, it can only be for the purposes of making an AI god that is that has like a black mirror or a crystal ball that knows everything. Like, it can only be for the purpose of making a god.
The purpose is to end white supremacy, Charles.
I mean, you're not wrong, I guess. I mean, everything, I guess, goes down that little hopscotch path, I guess. You can explain everything with that, I guess.
You could.
Every single thing in history that's happened, you're like, this, that was to genocide white people in the next 1,000 years. I mean, every single thing in history that's happened leads to that. But anyway, I don't know.
Bill Gates is more interested in tuberculosis.
Mm. He's interested in solving people's poop problems.
He's like this. I'm gonna come.
I'm just a little dork.
Are you kidding? It's Bill Gates.
Is he getting?
Bill Gates supposedly was like a man.
I don't know. I don't believe he has a dick. And I'm not trying to criticize him. I'm just saying.
His newest video is him talking about tuberculosis and the presence of Stetson hats was something to do with tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis?
TB and Stetson hats. And he's like, well, you took me some like.
Smallpox coming back.
Stetson what?
Stetson hats.
What about his wife being Chris Klein?
The cowboy hat.
Melinda Gates being Chris Klein.
Yes,
I really love that one.
Who's Chris Klein?
Not Chris Soundgarden.
Wasn't David or Dave? Remember the movie The President with Sigourney Weaver? Like he's a twin brother. The guy dies and he takes over as president. It's kind of good. I think it was a euphemism for
not
how
Chris
our system works.
Not Chris Klein. It's
this fucking guy.
Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein.
This cretin.
I didn't mean to bring him. I thought that was
Kevin. God.
It's the 1850s. This 20-something guy named John is living in New Jersey.
Has God killed these two cretins yet?
Up blood.
These brothers?
Cretins.
Who's that? I don't even know who they are. Who are they?
Has God killed these guys yet?
No, they got polos on.
Who is this guy?
Is he wearing Lacoste?
To close that, I don't even want to see this guy's fucking face.
Well, he was talking. It was Bill Gates on. You know, you ever follow Bill Gates on Instagram? It's the most fun Instagram you can follow.
It's like, what's this sewage?
The beer one. The one where he's drinking beer.
If a billionaire
France
can get used to drinking sewage, then so can I.
It's just always him staring at a shit pipe and.
They turned. I came to Singapore because the Gates Foundation is opening an office here. There's a lot of great philanthropists in this area.
Ladyboy.
I just don't believe the mythology.
That we do
I'm
help
sorry.
Work in, and so we're looking for some great partnerships.
Oh. He's out looking for great sex when the sun goes down.
Also, a city that
you get for
cares
me?
A lot about climate. And
hey, John, who'd you get for me?
Let's pour.
He pours concrete?
Yeah, he's a real one.
Oh, I've done that. Nice grid. CO2 is what plants breathe. What?
It's planet air.
Since when is that bad?
She's speaking native tongue.
Can drones empower women?
They should put the women on the drones.
They're just flying suicide drones.
They stretch them out and they're like,
program is training thousands of rural women to fly drones and take women's empowerment to new heights.
What is going on? Since when do women want to fly drones?
Since they got caught shoplifting at Target last week. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
hiding
yeah.
in Targets.
Oh yeah,
what? Indian women in California and like in Canada are they're hiding inside the middle of the racks and Targets and shoplifting?
No.
Is there anyone left in the world that would prefer to not speak German? She's promptly abused beyond her capacity to understand.
She's negotiating with cops as hard as possible, literally harder than any of us would negotiate. Harder than like I personally would negotiate.
Negotiating with Han Solo, he's got a gun under the table pointing at you.
But what do I do now? For how long is it going to be? Please don't embarrass me, ma'am.
I think your own choices.
I think they're just actors.
It has nothing to do with me.
So what do I have to do if I have to? What do you want me to do? You are.
This is fun.
I'm not taking anything. I'm ready to even pay for it.
It's not does not work like that. I don't know why you keep saying the same thing over and over.
She's offering to pay for it.
I just want you
let
to
her go.
Take the fucking money.
I'm really sorry.
What, my money's not good for you?
You know what would have been the best experiment? The cop was like, all right, you can pay for it. And then let's just say like the stuff was like $900. Be like, it's $1,400 and you can walk free. $100 says she wouldn't pay $1,400 for it. $100 bet said she'd be like, no, there's only $900 worth of stuff. I'll give you $700 now that I've touched it.
She has $50.
Yeah, she hands them $50. You are paid in full. There was more money there.
No, we were never supposed to deal with problems such as those.
Well,
I guess there's no sense unless you have a time
machine. Get a drone controller in her hands.
Yeah.
Get her up to some good.
Strap her to a drone.
In this world,
You get Indian women flying drones, you'll be having them flying a freaking TNT bomb into your house when you get too uppity at some point in the future.
So when I was in fourth grade, my teacher said, bring in something interesting.
He went to regular school.
And I remember talking to my dad. I think he was the one who said we could go to the slaughterhouse and get a cow lung. And I thought, wow, that is a really great idea. So we picked it up, put it in a white sheet.
And fucked it.
Unwrapped it. It was a mixture of awe and disgust.
Yeah, I actually didn't use gloves.
Is he saying his dad forced him to kill animals at a slaughterhouse?
It's almost identical. And I, you know, played around with it, showed, you know, kind of air going in and out. One girl fainted. The teacher, Mrs. Carlson, said, hey, you know, that was great, but get that thing out of here. And I think it was a big hit.
I was already thinking about computers at that point.
So Bill Gates has always been a fucking creep?
He's that curious. He's so curious. He's such a brilliant genius. He reads 50,000 books a year. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. He fucks.
I'm drinking beer.
Let's mute that right there.
You don't like that song?
No.
You don't like, what was that?
Fatboy Slim.
Chemical Moby? Yeah, Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim's not Moby, right?
No.
No,
not different
guy.
Yeah.
Bill reads what, 200 books a year?
Yeah, 200 books a year.
How many is he up to last time you checked?
I think he read about 40,000 books, and that's why he has that much money.
Yeah.
And that's why he drinks that much sewage. And that's why he's obsessed with sewage and also obsessed with vaccines for blacks and stuff like that. It's been a passion project for him for many years, which I find, perhaps in my most paranoid, a little bit dubious.
Well, it's probably why there's an ad agency following him around.
Yes.
Making snappy cuts of everything that he does.
So that's in order to curtail any negative press that the normal person would naturally react with.
That anybody would be hit with for reading 40,000 books.
How to give blacks vaccines. He calls it black scenes.
And whatever, he did something
by Vonnegut.
Obsessed. He has custom books that are written just for him. How to give blacks vaccines
to Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And this is a man that is
step
his
one,
holy
fly
obsession
to Africa
is,
with vaccines.
It's his population control. He's been Mr. Population Control. And I forget what he's done, what sort of joy and fertility he spread to Africa, but I think it's been the opposite. Mm. I just don't remember.
I wonder
the
where
details.
You take a turn in your career where you're like this. All right, I'm making the computers. What? Too many Africans.
Sally Struthers.
I got to run, guys. You guys got this computer thing handled? I got to go read. I just read this dope book, How to Fly on a Plane with Vaccines and Make Sure They Properly Get to 1 Billion Africans as fast as possible by Amy Horowitz. I got to bounce.
Well, when you reach levels of philopraphy like that, I mean, Christ, you're on another level, dude.
He's on another level.
He doesn't
man.
Think normal thoughts like you because he's that much of a brilliant genius and he's a cutthroat businessman. He fucks hard as hell. Mm. And he drinks sewage because he cares that much. He wants to annihilate all trees and he wants to apparently annihilate all from the face of the earth. He's been working on that. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else he wants to annihilate?
Not his wife's. Because he divorced her, and she left his ass.
What is the point of his life?
And what's going on in Africa? Are they making more of them, or are they dead yet?
No, I think
vaccines to make them.
I'm pretty sure it's still the world. It's still the Warcraft 1 and 2 Goblin Barracks, I believe. I don't think they've upgraded from that in 1,000 years, and I know they've been toyed with a little bit, but
no,
the Belgians toyed with them in ways that I believe were supposed to be good.
Akon was going there to save him. 26-year-old Akon was going there to save them.
City.
God, is that what he named it? Yeah.
I don't think he named it that, Sam. He didn't name it that.
No, I remember that happening.
Well,
he did.
Was it? I thought he was. Oh, what was it? What did he name it again?
City.
That's okay. A crazy
name. You
want to
look up Akon City? It was a really good-looking city that made a lot of sense, and you knew it was going to get built right away just by the look of it. Here's the pitch. It was a $6 billion city in
Suicide Stadium.
Where was it? It's a Wakanda-style project.
I mean, this is incredible.
See that guy's jacket?
This is the most futuristic city
ever. Look at the one, Voice of Africa, that one left, second row, first one.
So this is Akon, $6 billion project to create the most futuristic city in Africa.
We got the Wiggle Building.
How do you get $6 billion?
Awesome. This thing looks awesome. I'm excited
right now. Is he familiar with Africans?
Yeah, he is one. Akon was going to do it. He's going to build the lotion bottle building. He's going to build the...
Mm-hmm. And then what? You build up, there's lights like in China. Like, oh, don't you wish we had lights like this?
Yeah, what is this? What is this hut here?
That's the prototype for the city. That's going to be that.
You see, it's got an attic on the top.
You see?
It's got a little bit of an attic.
Why am I?
I think I see how you could take this shape.
Yep.
And make
what?
The concept image from this, yeah, from this shape.
Oh,
here.
Oh, yeah. You see where I'm getting with this?
So yeah. How many feet can go dancing on any given night in that place?
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.